Tonight is the last home game for the women's basketball team at Tiny Grace University in Omaha. They've got a winning record and have qualified for regionals. But as we report in today's NET News signature story, this season is about a lot more than wins and losses.
Today, let's really hit home on some stuff we can really work on.
Coach Brandon Rogers is going easy on his team during this Wednesday night practice. They've just played four games in 5 days, including trips to Arkansas, Oklahoma, and South Dakota.
Hey, we're at 40. We can do it. Let's go. We're at 40.
And the eight-person team is down to seven. One player is sick and injured. For every big-money, high-profile college sports program, there's a tiny, low-profile Grace University. They compete in the National Christian College Athletic Association and have won a few championships over the years. Unlike their major conference neighbors, Grace Athletics doesn't have things like showers with heated floors, lockers with built-in iPads, charter jets to games. The Royals travel in a rented 15-passenger van. It's a small Christian college that started the season with a new, young coach, Brandon Rogers, and big dreams.
Our goal is to get to regionals. It's never been done since we've joined the Division I and the NCCAA, so we're excited. We're hungry.
Then came a Tuesday morning in October. Loretta Gambo was at a daily chapel with a lot of teammates, classmates, teachers. She remembers it was unusually packed, and she remembers what a school official told the crowd.
Then he announces, you know, that it's closing at the end of the year and just being like, what? Like, wait, what? No, like, I was supposed to graduate from here. I'm supposed to have, like, my 4 years of basketball here.
Blaming low enrollment and financial challenges, Grace decided to shut down after this school year.
Obviously, that hit us all very out of the blue, and none of us expected that by any means.
Says Chida Johnson.
Some days are hard, and it's, man, like, this really sucks. Like, what am I going to do next year? And helping each other through that, and then some days we joke about it, like, oh, our school is closing. Like, what is going on? You know, we make light of it.
You know, like Coach will park in two parking spots with our van on trips and be like, oh, it's okay, our school's closing.
It is dark humor, very dark humor.
They talk about it sometimes, hanging out in their coach's office, on trips. But most of the time, they're just college kids having fun and playing a game they love. Playing with a sense of responsibility to leave a lasting memory of Grace Athletics. Because now, they're the only team left on campus. Empty shelves and marks on the wall where pictures used to hang surround Sean Cleaver in his office. He was men's basketball coach at Grace, but he never had a team this year. For various reasons, closure led to canceling the men's season. So instead of leading a team he felt could compete for a national championship in another year, he's teaching a couple classes and finding new homes for his players.
Because I felt like there's one last thing I can do for my guys, and that's help them get placed at another school.
Cleaver played ball here. He coached the women's team for a while. His parents met here. Relatives went here when the school started in 1943. Now he and a handful of other Grace Athletic staffers are doing something they've never done, trying to figure out how you end an athletic program.
Everybody wonders that because this is a first for everybody. You know, how do you close a school? How do you close a program? And we are figuring it out as we go because nobody's ever done this before.
Trophy cases line the walls outside Cleaver's office. So do memorabilia sign-up sheets.
People are signing up. We're giving out old uniforms, basketballs, and whatnot, just so people can have a piece of Grace that they so they can remember it in a positive way. It is very sad, and it hits me at random moments.
If you have a seal, she'll at least know a wraparound pass is there.
Women's coach Brandon Rogers and his Royals know more about their next game, next opponent, than they do about next year. And they're okay with that. For now, they're making the most of it.
It's something incredible because everyone's fighting for something right now. You know what I mean? We're fighting for next year, the unknown. We don't know what it is, but we all are doing it together.
His players are all sophomores and juniors. That means when the doors close at Grace in May, they'll head different directions to finish school. Some also want to keep playing ball somewhere. Right now, Marissa Brown, Loretta Gambo, Chida Johnson, and teammates are bonded by basketball, faith, and a strange, stressful situation they take in stride.
There's nothing we can do to change it, so just enjoy the time we have now.
God is good. I know that He has a plan for it, and He's going to take care of all of us.
It's definitely brought us closer together, and now we really take every game to heart. And, you know, before we were all really looking forward to next season, and, oh, yeah, this season is great, but next season will be even better, and now there is no next season.
But there are a few more practices. There's tonight's last home game and maybe a few others in the postseason.
All right, bring it in.
A few more chances to make lasting memories. The stories of funny things on long bus trips that linger a lot longer than game scores.
Let's finish on a good note. Hey, big things coming. We're at 7. Let's keep rolling.
Let's go.
A last chance to make the last chapter of Grace University sports history a good one. For NET News, I'm Mike Tobias.
Family on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Family!